Hello, my fans, friends. Welcome to the Rich Herring podcast feed, powered by Acast Plus. Thanks to everyone who's come to see the Can I Have My Ball Back tour so far. It's been going really well. I've got a 4-star review in The Standard, 4-star review in The Telegraph, who once called me the worst comedy experience of the year, so that's a turnaround. People have been coming, people have really been enjoying it, and it's getting better and better. The only gigs this week are both in Pocklington, the town I was born in, near York. There's a couple of tickets left for the evening show and a few more tickets left for the matinee, I think about 4:30. But love to see you there, Yorkshire. Pop along. Check richardherring.com/ballback/tour or richardherring.com/gigs to see if I'm coming near to you. There are tickets left for nearly every show in the tour. I think Norwich has sold out. And a couple of gigs in London could do with your support as well. Anyway, please listen to the podcast. Do spread the news about the podcast to your friends. Listen as much as you can. Numbers are slightly down, which may affect the future of this podcast. So just leave it playing, even if you're not in the room. Love you. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy whatever it is you're going to listen to.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Oh, you just caught me enjoying the O for a Gun 50 DVD. It's new. It's at gofasterstripe.com. This is a 4-disc set. It's got O for a Gun 40, loads of extras as well. And we only made a very limited number of them, so there aren't many left. So hurry up and buy one if you want one. Gofasterstripe.com. You can also buy things like Happy Now, Lord of the Dance Settee, and Fist of Fun. Oh, that was rubbish. That other guy in it was rubbish. And things like Emergency Questions. Why not go to gofasterstripe.com? There's other comedian stuff on there as well. They're really good. Anyway, welcome to another episode of Rahalastapa. This week with Ed Gamble. We're on tour constantly all the time, either in London or all around the UK, probably the world by now. So why not go to richardherring.com/gigs or richardherring.com/rahalastapa/tour or rahalastapa.co.uk/gigs. And you can find out if I'm coming near to you and who will be on. Buy your tickets. Please come and see us live if you've enjoyed these on video and on audio. But for now, let's sit back, relax, and enjoy Rahalastapa, Rahalastapa with Edward Gamble. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to King's Place. Please welcome a man who's come back for another week from his holiday. His wife's going to be furious with him. Why didn't he do Pointless Celebrities? It's Richard Herring!
Hooray! Hello! Hello, how are you doing? Oh, no, that's all right, it's just my past. It's all right, it's nothing important. Don't worry about it. Welcome to the show. Oh, just take your own time, don't worry. You got a beer for me? Ha, ha, ha. Don't drink. Welcome to the King's Place and this podcast, which is called Richard Herring's Lumber Support Trust Podcast. It's got to find a new gimmick with podcasts. There's so many podcasts. This gimmick now, this podcast is me and my guest will be wearing a different lumber support truss. We will mainly discuss how that is going for us, how much support we're getting from it, how it's helping our old backs. Although he's not that old, this guy. Although I was hanging down at Woolacombe Surf Centre the other day, trying to buy some surfing clothing because I sure love surfing. Surfing around. Some people like pedalling on like one of those little pedal boat things. Well, not me. I say, well, you're pedalling around. You go on Surfboard doesn't need to be pedalled, just use the motion of the ocean. Swish, swish. The guy's in that shop. Self-referential. They call it Rehellastabats. I don't know if that's going to catch on. I've just got notes for last week's show there. It is, it's good to be back. It is, I do have a confession to make. The papers have been in touch, and I've carried this subterfuge off for a long time, but we actually record two podcasts on the same night. It's the same, it's the exact same audience. And even this audience, even though they were here for the first one, seemed really upset and angry. What? I thought it was next week. But, you know, it's going to be in trouble. I was going to be fired. You can't lie anymore in the media. That's apparently, that joke is so offensive to people that I would have been fired from the BBC. Hold on, I'm not even on the BBC. Have I wasted my time? Never mind. It's nice to be back anyway from holiday this week. And I'll quickly chat with an audience member. There's a man here. Hello. How are you doing? What's your name, sir?
Reece.
Chris.
Reece.
Oh, Reece. Same thing. It's the... it's like the Welsh Chris. Yeah. Whereabouts in Wales are you from?
Blackwood,
he is from Wales as well. It's perfect. I didn't even ascertain. And what do you do in Blackwood in South Wales? I mean, not much, because it's all closed. Everything's closed down, right? Yeah. Oh, you don't live there anymore. What do you do now here in London?
I
just presumed he lives in London again. It bang on the nose. No, OK. Where do you live?
I live in a place called Horndean.
Horndean? If you were Dean, that would be so funny. What do you do in... Where's Horndean?
Near Portsmouth.
Wow, that's miles away. Why have you come all this way to see this?
For work.
Oh, for work. Oh, thanks. And what do you do in Horndean? What do you do in London when you're not in Horndean?
I work for a university.
Okay.
I'm in London for work.
Okay, I didn't think it would get more boring than it had been. Chris, but... we managed to it just got progressively worse through the conversation. But I feel like pushing it a bit further. But I won't thank you for coming. Thanks for coming all the way from Horndean to see the show. Look, we're going to crack straight on. My guest this week, he's probably best known for his appearance on this series of Love Island. It's amazing he's come from the island. I don't know if he's still in it or what. We're going to find out. I don't watch it, but... he's got taken some nights off from trying to have sex with some women to come here to talk to me. Will you please welcome Ed Gamble, ladies and gentlemen? It's Ed Gamble from Love Island. From Love Island. Sit down.
Thank you.
Get yourself at home.
It's constant.
Yeah.
And it was very suspicious. I hadn't even put two and two together that you only tried to book me for this after all that started happening. And I've done this once before, and I was saying to you backstage, I've done it once before, and I was on the week after, Catelyn Moran last time, and Richard had done a really nice interview. It's very funny, but tackled some topics, talked about serious stuff. Same today, talked to Michael Sheen about films, and then I'm here as just the sort of whipping boy, because you've been sat there for an hour and a bit going, I just want to say something naughty!
Definitely, it's the way it's been going recently. It's good to have you here.
Thank you. I come from fucking Love Island.
And I presume that your acceptance on this show is your acceptance that it is called Trivial Pursuits and that argument is now over. So what? You do look like that guy, though, from Love Island. You look exactly like... you've got exactly your face on his face.
I don't think I do.
You do,
I
exactly.
Think we're the same sort of white man.
Oh, it's exactly... if anything, he's got sort of slightly thinner features that make him look like a... I think he looks like a Piero version of you.
The first time Piero and Love Island have been mentioned in the same sentence.
It's like someone's kind of slightly gone, made his eye... small face. Yeah, he's got a small face.
It's your fan from the 90s. Nice to see there's still one knocking about.
Do you know, it's 20 years ago this week since this morning Richard Not Judy was last broadcast.
What, are you cheering the fact he got taken off the air?
20 years since I was last on the telly.
It'll happen to you. Don't worry, it'll happen to you one day. One day it'll be 20 years.
Nah, Love Island doesn't finish for 25 years.
How's he doing, the bloke? Is he still in
Love Island? I've got no idea. I don't watch it.
Oh, come on, they must. You must get updates.
I just get updates. Yeah, but it's not updates on how he's doing. It's just, you look like him. It's like, yeah, we've established that. Please move the fucking conversation on.
So, I want to talk to you about your downstairs maintenance.
Oh. Straight in with the big topics?
I don't think we talked about this before. Greg Davies name checks you in his DVD when he talks about you going upstairs before a night out, was it, or just after a gig?
It was just because I used to support Greg on tour.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, but you don't need to.
I think
yourself.
He simplified the. It was okay. A broader conversation about maintenance
and
sort of general male hygiene.
Yeah.
And I happened to mention that I trim my pubic area.
Yeah.
Trim the pubes. I don't like to take like chunks of flesh off or anything. Just
like. How far do you go with trimming the pubic hair?
It depends how I'm feeling on the day. Depends what sort of.
Do you ever
rush
go right? Do you ever go right back?
I have
to
done, and that's not. Yeah. No. It looks awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, really, really bad. Like an absolute mess down there.
So you've got to keep a certain amount.
You've got to keep a certain amount.
Because I'm from another generation. I have dallied with this in my life, but it feels wrong. And
what,
if you shave some of it off, it just grows back thicker. Everyone knows that.
Well, don't think that's true.
Okay.
So you've
dallied with it.
I've dallied.
I've had a go down there. Much as Greg has. I think Greg's in the routine talks about.
Yeah, so Greg then does a routine about cutting his pubes, but there was no need for him to mention me by full name.
But it's a little advert for you. Though,
it was not a little advert. What happened was that I was on tour at the same time as him, so quite often I'd turn up at a venue to do like the studio space of the massive venue that he was doing, and the technician would greet me at the door and then go, "Oh, hello, Ed. We had Greg Davis in here last week." And then they'd look at me and I'd think, "You're thinking about my pubes."
It's nice for an older act to support a younger act while you get their name. Actually, now you're laughing, your eyes have gone a bit more Piero.
Yeah, hello.
So you are a bit more like that guy. I'm interested in that. It's kind of that, because I remember when women didn't even do it.
Mm.
In the good old days. I remember. It was a better time, wasn't it? So the older guys remember and the older ladies remember. And there was a time when you'd get down there, be a big proper thatch of
and
hair.
And you'd have one as well. It'd all get caught on each other like Velcro.
And so then women started shaving it off.
Yeah.
And then the razor factory manufacturers thought, well, we're not selling enough razors. We're going to have to get guys to do this as well.
Oh,
and then we fell for it. Why are we doing it?
Well, you haven't fallen for it. You're still out there.
I've dallied.
You've dallied, yeah. Sure, you've dallied, but right now you're rocking a full fro, right?
I am.
You've not even trimmed your jumper. Right?
The hair starts growing, like, on your actual penis, eventually. Have you had that?
No, because, Richard, that is not true. That's something that you've made up.
The hair
does not start growing on your actual penis. So you
not
think that if you start trimming your pubes, the hair goes like, oh, fucking hell, right, we're coming back with a vengeance. And then starts growing out of
Can't
the actual penis.
Yeah. Not out the end.
Not out the end. Oh, not, of course. Not out the end. That would be ridiculous.
I'll show you backstage. It's weird that we've got, because, you know, men are starting. You know, my dad was so hairy when he was, like, my age. And, I mean, I didn't look at him when he was 51. But when I was a young man. And
did he have a hair coming out of his dick?
I imagine he did. He had a very hairy back. I thought that's going to be my life. It's going to be. He had, like, this ridiculously.
Yeah.
I mean, he's still alive. I presume he still has it. It's just greyer. I'm on holiday with him. I'll check when I get back out. Can I just check your back out?
Yeah.
I get a bit of hair on my back, but not very much.
I've got a couple of little tufts forming.
Maybe.
But how do you get rid of them?
Well, I mean, you have to do a wax job, but you can try and shave it.
Put it on a selfie stick.
Yeah. You can try or get a friend to do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, people have. But have you had the back sack and crack?
No, I can't. Right, I was thinking about this.
Yeah.
How do they wax the sack? It feels really delicate. I just imagine it's the whole thing coming away.
You must occasionally a pod must come.
Yeah.
A little bit must come off, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm tempted. I would like to have no hair on my anus area. I'd like that to be clean as a
how
baby's
much,
bottom.
When you say on your anus area...
Yeah.
How far in are you talking?
It's not growing out of my anus again. It's not. There's nothing...
But you worry, no, if you wax it, yeah, it's going to start growing out of your anus. Have you ever pulled one of your wife's hairs out of your anus? Right, so... this has happened to me, not specifically your
with
wife's
my
hair.
Wife.
That's my favourite sort of joke, by the way. I live with a lady. She's got a lot of hair. It goes everywhere. And one day, I was just having a little wash.
Yeah, okay.
And I found the start of something. And I was like, give that a tug.
Yeah.
And it was a whole hair.
Had you swallowed it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what floor it had got in on.
Or it had just sucked it up in the night.
Yeah.
Like a sort of seashell creature.
I was worried for a while it was just one of mine that had gone all the way through. Sort of just start flossing my body.
Yeah. I don't think that's happened to me, but it, you know, it may have done.
Yeah.
May have done.
I think you'd remember.
I've lived a long life. There's been a lot of things have come out of there.
Yeah.
But I'd like if it was... I don't want to keep on going. I mean, I can't imagine going to somebody and saying, would you wax my arse?
Yeah.
That would be... I wouldn't want to put someone through that job.
No.
How many imagine people... why you would want to do that. I mean, if I was doing that job, I'd say, I'll do your back, I'll do your sack.
Yeah.
I'm not doing no crack. But I'd be the back and sack guy. Doing your back done and your sack done, come to me. But I do not want any crack.
And then they just open the door and there's someone like, hello. I do the crack.
Because, you know, especially if it's hairy.
Yeah.
I mean, the reason I'd like it to be gone is because, you know, things coagulate in the hair, not necessarily the hair of your... What? So, you said you wanted a serious in-depth...
Yeah.
..interview about a serious topic.
But you know you could just wash your ass. You don't go, oh, God, there's loads of things coagulating and getting caught up in there. I'll have to go and get all the hair taken out. You're walking around with an arse like Mr. Twit's beard.
Well, then, after I went to someone doing that, you'd have to wash it, wouldn't you?
You would.
It's another job.
That's the thing. You'd go to the dentist, you want to have a quick clean beforehand. It's the same thing with the crack man.
But it's nearly always a woman who does that, isn't it? I don't know. Are there anybody who does back sacks and cracks? Am I being sexist? I think it's usually a female. You used to do it? You're a woman, aren't you? QED. How did you find doing the crack?
No, that's fine. That's fine.
Was it? Was it the sack that was the...
That was
difficult.
Is it? Yeah. Yeah.
And do people go there in order to get aroused, and do they become aroused?
We had someone came into the salon once.
Yeah.
When he realised that we weren't that kind of massage.
Okay. They had someone who came to the salon. I'm just retreating with people at home.
Yeah.
I mean, I think calling a salon is a bit. Coming to my arse and ball salon.
You only really do one style.
Did you have pictures on the wall?
Black and white pictures of 80s ball sacks.
It's one of the topics ticked off.
Done.
So your current show,
Blizzard,
which I think will still be on tour even when this goes out, which is some time away.
More in the autumn.
Yeah. So I'm guessing this is what it's about.
Okay.
You were caught up in a blizzard in New York.
Yes.
That's the starting point.
Yes.
But you're also going to talk about the blizzard
in your life that is type 1 diabetes?
I do talk about that, but I don't.
It's like a blizzard, isn't it?
And I'll tell you what else is like a blizzard. I've never been able to do anything like that. Some comedians are so good at being like, and that reminded me of this. But I find it too awkward. Right. I just talk about, I finish a bit and then I go, okay, now I'm going to talk about something else now. Can't link it all up. But I talk about being stuck in New York and I talk about being diabetic.
Yeah.
And I talk about my dad and a cat.
Okay.
And also a guide dog.
That's good.
But there you go. Don't need to come now.
What? How many types of diabetes are there? Because there's two famous ones.
Interesting question.
Because I'd like to know more about that. I feel ignorant about
the two it. There's the two big ones, the two types of diabetes. But they went their separate ways. One now does a lot more. It's on telly a lot more. And one of them's just mainly on podcasts. You took ages to get that. You're supposed to know what he's on about. There's type 1, which is... I've got
you
that one.
You've got that?
Yeah. There's type 2. I believe there is technically a type 1.5, which is like late adult onset type 1.
Because type 1 is kids get type 1.
Kids get type 1, yeah, sure.
Type 2 is adults get type 2.
Adults get type 2, yeah.
Type 3, Alzheimer's disease.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Diabetes.
So it's old people get type 3. It's just the older you get. Type 4, you only get that if you're dead. Type 5 comes way down. Eons later. I've got type 6. It's gone all the way around past infinity. You get it when you're a baby.
You can get it when you're pregnant as well. Yeah. I'm just spreading real facts. gestational diabetes. Sometimes women get it when they're pregnant, but then it stops as soon as they give birth.
Do you think if you give birth, you'd be cured?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, fingers crossed for a baby.
Yeah. Is it good having diabetes? Or... Quite often, people who've got an illness or a disability say, you know, I wouldn't, if their cure came along, I wouldn't take the cure. I'm glad about who I am.
I'd take that cure straight away. Yeah. It's a fucking pain in the ass most of the time. But it makes me actively a bit more healthy because I need to sort of look after what I'm doing and keep an eye on my own body and stuff.
Yeah.
Shave my pubes, that sort of thing.
That might be what did it.
Yeah.
When you're near King's Cross St Pancras, does that make you feel bad because you haven't got a pancreas? I was thinking about you today.
So many things to unpick with that, Richard. Also, I love that you included the King's Cross bit for no fucking reason. the pancreas is the issue, yes. Not pancreas.
Okay.
It's not my pancreas. And I do have a pancreas. I didn't just wake up one morning and I shat it out in bed. I have a pancreas. It just doesn't work.
Okay.
So, no, it doesn't... I mean, it, you know, but weirdly, it will now make me really angry.
In that we did a thing called the Organ Gang in This Morning, Rich Not Julie.
Yeah.
And I,
of course you remember.
Ed Stewart didn't really like the Organ Gang.
Yeah.
And I basically did it all myself. There was going to be a character called St. Pancreas.
Yeah.
It was a holy figure who came in and was hypocritical. We never got that far. But now I know about you, I wouldn't have put it in.
You were offensive.
To offend. It's kind of all right to take the piss out of diabetes, isn't it?
I think so. As long as you've got all the facts.
I think it's fun to not. You got reviewed by diabetes.co.uk
did I?
For your
show. I did not know that.
One of the first things I thought is like, not 2018 is a big year for diabetes based shows. Type 1 diabetes shows to hit the Ed Fringe.
Oh, right,
that's
okay.
What it said. There was you in another one.
Yeah, that's
two people doing.
But that's a big year for diabetes-based shows.
They only liked type 1. And like, is this that you've all? It's sort of all. You got it when you had a cold. Is that right?
Well, this is the weird thing. I did an interview. I think it was like the Daily Mirror or something.
Right.
And I think because you don't really know why it happens, but it's an autoimmune condition. So I got a really bad cold, and I think my immune system attacked the cold and then attacked fucking everything.
Okay.
And I said that might be it to the Daily Mirror, and the headline was, "A cold gave me diabetes."
I'm scared now.
You're scared of getting a cold?
Yeah, I might get a cold and then I might get diabetes and end up like you. On Love Island.
Right.
Alone. You get some good, you got all the gadgets though. So I like gadgets, and there's lots of gadgets that come with diabetes.
I'll put out
a trigger warning at the start of this podcast. So if you have diabetes, you may not want to listen to this one. Here are some numbers. You go to diabetes.co.uk is what I'd say at the start.
What gadgets do you think?
Like an injecting machine.
An injecting machine?
Yeah. Hypodermic needle.
I've got a little, it's a little pen.
You've got a thing that you put, I've seen you do a routine about pricking your finger.
Yeah, but I've got a new thing now, a new gadget that you'll like.
Because I love gadgets.
I've got, then wait till you hear this.
Right, okay.
I've got a new thing called a Dexcom, right?
Okay.
Which is a little, so I don't have
You can talk to your pancreas.
I can chat. I can chat to it. I can have a chat to it.
Make some insulin. No, fuck off. Inject it. It's really boring. I don't care, I'm having fun doing nothing here.
The worst thing is, even if we did have the technology for me to talk to my pancreas, it wouldn't answer any of my questions because it's fucking dead.
Well, you feel sorry for
people upset. It's his pancreas.
Oh, no.
Oh. Plot twist. I've got a little patch thing in here, right? And then it goes to my phone and it tells me my blood sugar on my phone. And whether it's going up or down, or whether I need to do anything with it.
Love that. So I've got that for my central heating.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. And my doorbell. My doorbell rang during the podcast 2 weeks ago.
Oh, you've got that, that app thing.
Yeah.
Are they sponsoring you?
No.
Right.
So we won't mention them by name. Until they do. Good. Well, I'm, you know, good luck with
Thank you.
The diabetes. Yeah. Hope they find a cure.
Doesn't come across as particularly sincere, Richard, I'll be honest. The double fingers crossed. Because, of course, fingers crossed could also mean you're saying it but secretly don't want it to happen. Hope they find a cure.
I mean, after they've cured all the other illnesses.
Oh,
I mean, it's on a list.
Whereabouts on the list
well,
would you...
Well, like, all the big ones, you know.
The big boys.
Cancer, I'd like them to cure that first. I mean, if someone tells us, they said, Rich, we're going to cure 5 diseases...
Yeah.
Diabetes wouldn't be on there. Yeah. So we're going to do... We can do 5, it can be any disease.
Yeah.
I'm like a Dr. Genie. Yeah. I've been given 2 extra wishes.
Right.
Just so you can... But I want you to think about diabetes.
Yeah.
And we, you can only have 1 wish for each kind of diabetes. You can't just say all diabetes.
Yeah, that's tricky.
We want to double diabetes. Some people have double diabetes and look up what it was. But
no,
I fancy
not true. You've invented that.
You're looking up double diabetes.
If I look up double diabetes, that's the thing, is it? Is it right there on WebMD next to growing hairs out your dick?
There's all sorts of diabetes. I could take 5 types of diabetes out, or cancer. I'd take 5 different types of cancer.
You take
that
them
logic.
All, yeah. No, that's fair enough. My question is, who's asking this question, and why have they come to you?
I just won the kind of lottery or something.
A lottery?
Yeah. I won the Dr. Genie lottery. Of you get 1 person every 1,000 years gets to choose 5
diseases. 5,
Jesus got it.
Yeah.
He did some leprosy.
He didn't do all leprosy.
He said, I'll do 11 lepers. He did 11 lepers.
Yeah.
He did...
Come on.
Casting out demons.
He did
crucifixion. He cured that.
He didn't.
He did.
That's the one thing he didn't.
He cured it in himself.
Yeah, in himself.
Yeah.
The 2 fuckers on either side of him didn't get the cure, did they?
Death, he cured death, Lazarus.
Yeah.
And type 5 diabetes. He took 1 diabetes out. I mean, no offence to people with diabetes. Oh, actually, it's probably some offence to people with diabetes.
No, I reckon I'd take out a few of the big boys first. Good. If I happen to win the Dr. Genie lottery.
So, your middle name is Stevenson.
Yes.
I thought I'd get more reaction from you than that.
Yeah, Stevenson.
What's Stevenson?
It's that's my middle name. It's Stevenson.
What's going on with that?
Well, it's not a fucking middle name for a start, is it?
It's not. It's a surname.
Yeah.
Very much a surname.
It's with a PH as well, which is known as the cunt's way. Yeah, it's just, I think my granddad's middle name was Stevenson. I think his granddad before him had the middle name Stevenson.
Why did whichever one was first get that as a middle name when it's not a middle name?
Well, actually, here's the interesting thing.
Okay.
I've just realised, as I've started saying, it's not interesting in the slightest. So, my dad's called Andrew Gamble, but my granddad was also called Andrew Gamble, but his middle name was Stevenson. But when my dad Andrew was born, everyone started calling my granddad Steve. So, I did warn you it wasn't as interesting.
But that's fine if his middle name was Steve, but his middle name's Stevenson.
Yeah.
So he's
but
not.
But they couldn't call him Stevenson. But, like, if you call someone Steve, it doesn't. Yeah. That's not their birth name, is it? They're normally called Steven, so you've just shortened it. Richard.
It's Trivial Pursuits. It's definitely Trivial Pursuits. His middle name's Stevenson.
Yeah, but my sister's middle name is Montgomery. That's more.
You have never been on a stag night.
No, never been on a stag do. No.
Why not?
Well, I don't know. I just clearly don't have any friends.
No. I've been on 2 stag nights.
That took a long time to count to 2, didn't it?
One of them was mine.
Well, I'm getting married next year, so potentially, the first stag do I go on will be my own.
Mm.
What do you do on them? What are you supposed
to do? They're so bad.
Yeah?
They're really bad.
What?
I organised one and I had one. I must have been on more than that. But I took my groom. What do you call him?
Your groom?
I'm the best man.
He's not your groom. That's not how it works.
I'm the best man.
Yeah.
It means if he gives up on his wife,
he becomes
together.
Your.
Yeah, we're together.
You think that's how the contract
yes.
works? That as best man, you're there as a sub.
Yeah. If you do a really good job on the stag night, just get together. Yeah. Get about the wedding. I took him to Chessington Wood of Adventures.
Wow.
It was good.
Wow.
It was good.
And have you ever been the best man since then?
No.
No, weird that.
I took him to Chessington Wood of Adventures. Then
not
we
even the best theme park.
It was near. Was nearby.
Oh, yeah.
Then he was my best man and he took me to some fucking war museum or something. Fucking useless.
You two hate each other.
Yeah.
A war. You went to a war museum on your stag do. Fucking hell.
We had to go on a boat and everything was miles away.
That's awful. Yeah. Did you get pissed or anything? Was it like, did you like get tied to a cannon or something? What was going.
We did get drunk, but only around the war museum bit in the middle. I don't like. I'm not interested in war.
Very disrespectful to get drunk before the war museum, really, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
I was meant to go on Al Murray's stag night, but it was the night after This Morning of Richard Not June. No, it's actually Fist of Fun. One of the series of Fist of Fun finished, and I was too drunk, and my alarm clock didn't go off in time. I had a Thunderbirds 2 alarm clock that didn't go off at 4:30, and I missed the Eurostar weekend.
Oh, was that the one that you had to lift it off to stop the alarm going?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, my cousin had one of those. Anecdotes.
So I've been invited to, you know, at least 2 stag nights. That's better than you.
What did Al Murray do on his stag do?
He went to, I mean, I think
he would have gone to a war museum.
He went with, I think he suggested the war museum. I think he went, hey, Mike, why don't you take Richard like war? He got exactly what he wanted.
Yeah.
He went. I don't know. I think there was some. I think there was a story about someone bananas on stage with the strippers and stuff
at the war museum.
Yeah. I think that's what started the war.
Yeah. Franz Ferdinand got hit by a flying banana thrust from the pelvis.
I learnt this fact from your new Radio X show, which may still be on in the autumn.
Fingers crossed. Contractually, it should still be on by the autumn. Yes.
With Matthew Crosby.
Yes.
You've been through a few double act partners in your time.
Look, got to crank them out.
Yeah.
I like working with other people. Yeah. It's quite exciting to be doing a show with Matthew.
Mm.
He's very good.
He is good. You're both very good.
Thank you.
It's good fun.
We've only done 2 weeks so far.
On the podcast, you don't need to put out the links to songs when that's it.
What?
There's a bit in the podcast that goes,
Now, coming up next, this song. I don't need that, because you're not allowed to play the song.
OK. So, have you brought me here to give me some editing notes?
Don't need to put that bit out. That was the Killers. Now,
yeah, sometimes we say an amusing thing off the back of it.
Sometimes you don't know.
Yeah.
Don't tell me what I could have been listening to instead of you introducing stuff.
But also, you can listen to the whole show on the Radio X app. Yeah. If you, no? Okay.
I listen to it on 1.5 times speed on my podcast. Yes.
Do you actually? You're one of those nutters.
I did accidentally put it on 1.5 speed today as I was on the train back from Devon for the second time in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I think even though I've said, admitted that that's a lie, I think they still believe it. And I accidentally put David Tennant talking to Michael Faheen on 1.5 speed. And I thought, hey, this is a good way to cut my listening to podcast time. In not quite half.
Does it not ruin the enjoyment of it?
It's quite good fun. Yours was all right. Yours didn't really sound that much different. With David Tennant fast is a bit too fast.
Yeah.
Michael Sheen was about all right. You two guys can't tell the difference.
Yeah, we...
quite slowly, I think.
We deliberately speak at half speed.
Yeah. How much speed would you have to be at to make 1.5 speeds normal?
It's a good question that's not worth working out now.
It is, that's fine. Anyone know? Anyone do that straight off the top? 2/3. I was going to say 2/3. Is that the answer? Yeah. We're good, aren't we?
We?
A bit of math. Me and Andy McH and Reese got it, didn't you? Reese got it. Where are all your friends, Reese? If you need someone to come on a stag night with. This is your guy. You're working in London, it's fine. Weirdo. Everyone's welcome here.
Should we try and speak at 2/3 speed to see how people, if people are listening to this?
I don't want people to put that into people's minds.
Yeah.
They might do that to me.
Well, that would be bad.
Yeah.
I don't know why I've also started speaking like a sheriff. I hope you're all listening to that.
I talk pretty fast, I think. So I think, like, if you're listening to me normally on 1.5 speed, I mean, you'll basically take me out. I'll be just what's that beat? People listen to me on double speed think that it's a bee interview. Which is quite a good podcast.
It's a good, well, I mean...
The person...
Bearing in mind some of the other podcasts you've done in the past, that is a good idea for a podcast.
Gonna do it.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I don't really like you jumping on the podcast bandwagon late in the day.
I bet
I've been doing podcasts for so long, and you come along, Johnny come lately. Never having done podcasts before.
As you well know, that bandwagon, I crafted the wheels. but we started doing a podcast before you, Richard.
Yeah.
As you well know. But
that's what you claim.
Well, we can find the
genuine
facts.
There's no way to find that.
If only there was some sort of record of these things. Some sort of historic record.
There isn't.
And then not done one for a while, and now I'm doing two now.
Yeah. So Acaster, we had Acaster on recently.
Yeah, doing Off Menu with him, podcast.
More of those coming up?
Yeah, more coming up in a few weeks, I think.
Why don't you do them every week?
Because we're the schedules are difficult,
right.
Because we're both very busy. James is really busy.
Because he's a genie in your podcast.
He's a genie in the podcast.
He could do the disease thing.
He's strictly a food-based genie.
Oh, is he? Okay.
We could do a special, of course. We'll get you on to do a special where we do diseases instead of food.
What about foods that can give you diseases?
Oh, great. We're doing it.
There's those people who've died from listeria recently in hospital. They'd start by eating those sandwiches.
Yeah. No, that's good.
Then Ebola cakes.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah. Ebola cakes.
Yeah. Cakes with Ebola in them.
Yeah. Oh, I know what they are.
They're cakes around the outside just to lure you in.
Yeah.
And then if you bite in, big...
Full of Ebola.
Ebola.
What, and then they called Ebola...
the Ebola crawls out down your... You go up the bum or down the throat. That's the thing with the Ebola.
That's how it works.
You can use the string, the hair up your penis to...
Yeah.
Pull it spray out there.
Yeah. You can pull it out your butt, yeah. Are they called Ebola cakes? Because it seems a lot of trouble to disguise the Ebola by wrapping it in cake and then call it an Ebola cake.
They only tell you after you've eaten it.
They only tell you after you've eaten it.
What was that? Ebola cake. It's like when...
Where is this happening, sir?
The Ebola country.
The Ebola country.
It's got to start somewhere, isn't it?
Best place for it to start.
You can bite someone. You can bite a person and then...
Oh, is this a new disease food?
Yeah.
All right, okay. Sorry, I thought we were still on Ebola cakes.
Then they get septicemia.
Right.
I mean, you eat a person...
We'll let you know what dates we've got.
Okay, that'd be fine. It's good, it's a very good podcast.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Someone else is doing one about food.
There's a few food ones kicking around, yeah.
It's the sort of same idea. I've been invited on another. I haven't been invited on yours, even though I gave James quite a few ideas.
Well, I listened to your interview with James, and all of your food was connected to quite tragic events. And now you've told me you want to do one about Ebola cakes. So, I'm not sure. Do you think there might be a reason that you've not been invited on it?
Food and death are linked, aren't they? Food is a way to try and stave off death, but ultimately we can't...
You know what? I've never thought that.
Ultimately,
I've never been chucking into Christmas dinner and thought, oh, well, another day without death.
That's what it is. Don't constantly think about it, because you do it every day. It's like, don't constantly think about breathing, then you start thinking about it. Oh, it's weird, isn't it? I'm breathing. If I stopped breathing, I would die.
Yeah.
If you stopped eating, you would die.
You're going to do a podcast about breathing, aren't you?
I'm going to do a podcast where I count my breaths.
Do you think that's why we like food? Why we like food, then? Yeah. Because it's staving off death.
And things have to die often to give you... Well, always, really, don't they? Something dies to
Not
give
always.
You food.
Vegetables?
They die.
I've
never seen a vegetable survive. Sometimes a pea goes all the way through, but when you... If you try to re-eat it, it's full of this poo. Don't do that. It looks like it's a pea, but it's not a pea.
But sometimes a pea ends up getting caught up in your arse hair, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. Be careful. That's why I won't go and get it done.
But the vegetables don't die, though. Do you imagine the vegetables dying?
Because they die. That's why some people won't eat vegetables unless they like fruit, unless it's fallen off a tree and is already dead. That's fruitarians. They eat fruit.
And ironically, they're the first to die.
But, like, you know, if you have Weetabix, it's not like those wheats going, It was nice to leave home. Mum and Dad are all right. They're all slain for your Weetabix.
All the wheat.
It's not coming back, is it? That is gone. They're not even growing any more wheat with the wheat that you've got because you've fucking eaten it.
Yeah. Well, like I say, we'll...
It's like you've killed it and you've eaten its babies.
Mm. So we'll give you a call about it.
Don't know why you won't have me on. It's good though, anyway. You've done well.
Thank you.
And the Radio X show's good.
Thank you.
If that's still going.
It will be.
And...
Not sure.
I'm going to ask you some emergency questions for old school because I've left my new school book at home.
Oh.
Have you ever seen the UFO? It's Michael Sheen's emergency question.
What?
Have you ever seen it?
You've asked him already?
No, he asked me it.
Oh, right.
I hadn't, and then he has.
You've written thousands of emergency questions. How did you not think up, have you ever seen a UFO?
I think I have written something like that, but, you know.
Right.
But I'm going to give it to Michael Sheen, you know, because he hasn't got much in his life. Apart from his successful job.
I've never seen a UFO, Richard, no. Because I don't think...
Oh, come on, they do exist.
But if you see a UFO, it's identified.
No, you don't know what it is.
Yeah, but you've...
It's there going, what is that?
But if you say that's a UFO, then it becomes an IFO.
No, it is, because you're saying it's... You can't say there's a bird flying past. Oh, that's a penguin. I've identified it. It's an unidentified flying bird.
Well, that's a phrase you use, is it?
if I haven't recognised... In the unlikely event that I haven't recognised the species of bird.
Saw a UFB today.
So you probably have seen a UFO.
Yeah.
Okay, this is not really a question. King Herod never killed any children. Discuss.
What? I want to know your angle on it first.
Well, why is King Herod, you know, in the Bible...
I'm aware of his work.
Yeah, okay. He killed the firstborn... Why does that not get mentioned anywhere but the Bible? He's a historical figure. You'd think if he'd gone out one day and killed everyone's firstborn child, someone might have written about that in the papers or something.
In the papers?
Yeah. Or another historian might have gone, King Herod, known for that time he needlessly killed loads of babies and didn't even get the one he was after.
So they don't mention it in the history books?
It's not in any history book.
But it is in the...
It's in the Bible.
It's in the Bible.
All I'm saying is it's made up by Christians...
Yeah?
To try and make King Herod look like a bad guy.
It's a slur.
When he was all right.
So King Herod was all right.
He was all right. With. And he didn't even kill Jesus.
Well, Jesus, of course, he couldn't be killed because he cured death.
He did. Not that early on.
No.
If you get him early, if the new Jesus comes, get him early.
Get him
if
done.
If you want to take him out, you know.
Get him done early.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go back in time.
Yeah.
Okay, it'd be awful if you went back in time to kill baby Hitler and you accidentally killed baby Jesus.
Would it?
Would it?
Look at all the bad stuff that's happened because of Jesus.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, some all right stuff's happened. La Pietà, the nice sculpture by Michelangelo. That's it, though.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a sculpture that's made you go, wow, that's a really good sculpture, or did the sculptures leave you cold, generally?
I think most sculptures impress me, actually.
Do they? Okay.
Because where do you even start?
I mean, no, technically it's good, but, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, mate, you can do that.
But I just know if I had a...
If I could do that, I would do that. So, stop showing off. I can't do it, so... but I'm not going to be... If I could... That'd be easy to me.
So you're not impressed by things you can't do because you can imagine a world where you could do them.
If I could do it.
Yeah.
I'd have done it, wouldn't I?
Yeah. So what impresses you?
Stuff I've done. No. I can do this.
Yeah.
But La Pietà is where, you know, I look at that.
That's a good one.
That is not quite in proportion.
Yeah.
I'd send it, but if I was me, I'd go, mate, do that Jesus is
If you
too...
could do that, you would have done it in proportion.
Mate, Michelangelo, that Jesus is too big. Send that back.
Mate, Jesus too big.
It's smaller. Jesus is out of proportion with his mother. She's cradled, or the other way around. Maybe it's Mary who's too big, I can't remember.
Right.
He's been cradled by his mum. He's dead. He's not a baby.
Oh, not baby Jesus.
No, he's a grown up.
I was imagining a massive baby Jesus.
I think I'm right. Now we've... I haven't looked at it for a while.
Yeah.
Maybe it's that. Maybe it's a really big...
Baby Jesus.
Crucified baby Jesus.
Like Honey, I Blew Up the Kid.
Yeah. That'd be better. If I could sculpt, I'd do that.
Yeah.
And then I'd get Michelangelo and say, look, yeah. See, if you can do it...
That's how
it's easy.
It. Yeah.
See, if you can do it, it's easy. So, yeah. Go and do something else. Oh, dear. It was nice having Michael Sheen on, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I was really good with Michael.
You asked so many great questions.
I was really good, wasn't I?
Yeah, you were really good. I was back there signing your merch for you. If you go and buy some merch after the show...
Oh, you can get some, I should have mentioned
there's
that.
There's a few books with some extra little signatures from me. I signed one as Ed Gamble from Love Island. So.
Good. I'll ask you something. I haven't asked you any emergency questions. This is old school emergency questions. Have you ever tried tilting at windmills?
What's
it's
that?
It's a reference to Don Quixote.
Oh. Well... No.
No, okay.
What?
Give it a go.
What is it? Explain it to me.
Give it a go. I don't really know what it is. He must have tilted it at windmill at some point in the book. People that give that a go.
I went on a cycling holiday in Holland. Okay. And we rode past some windmills and it's probably a bit windy, so yeah. I probably went towards one, yeah. So I probably tilted it at a windmill, sure. Yeah. You always run out of steam at this bit, don't
I
you?
Do. Why hast thou forsaken me?
I would never forsake you.
Why did Jesus say... I think I've asked this before, not to you, though, and I'd like your... After the King Herod answer, I think you could answer this. Why does Jesus say, why hast thou forsaken me on the cross? Because he knows that he's meant to be crucified and he knows that he's the Son of God.
Does
and
he knows
though? Yeah, he's Jesus! He knows everything! He knew Herod was going around killing all the kids and he ran away to Egypt. He's not stupid. He's got angels coming out his ass. Yes.
He pulled an angel out his ass, did he?
If he wanted, he could do it. That's why I'm not impressed by anything Jesus does.
Well,
why did he say that?
Because it's a spoiler warning otherwise, isn't it? If he starts going like, don't worry, lads. I'll be back in a bit. He's got to be like, fucking hell, Dad. He's got to be angry.
So he's acting.
He's acting.
He's acting.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh.
Yeah. It's a little...
It's just like a... The whole thing's set up.
Yeah, it's all set up. Wow. The whole thing's...
Why don't we go back, kill Jesus as a baby, blame it on Herod. It's all there if we go back. And then no one will remember anyway. If you go back and kill Jesus as a baby, it's not like 2,000 years' time people go, this is the guy who killed Jesus as a baby.
Yeah.
Jesus will never really have existed. No one will even know that.
But
that
we'll know.
There. We'll know.
But then what we've done is we've just killed a baby.
Yeah. But, like...
Hang on, why am I coming with you?
Wouldn't you come if I said I could go back to biblical times?
Yeah, but that's a big old lie, isn't it?
I've got the power to go back to biblical times. Just one thing.
Yeah.
We just have to kill one baby.
I'd say no.
It's not even necessarily a specific one. You'll get to see your biblical times. You'll definitely meet Jesus. It'll be great. Come on.
I'm not stupid. Back. I think I could put two and two together. Then you go, come back to biblical times. We're going to kill a baby. Oh, by the way, you'll get to meet Jesus. I think you'd have to tell me, come to biblical times, and then when we're there, you'd have to go, oh, we've got a couple of errands to run.
If you did kill Jesus as a baby, what kind of world do you think you would come back to that when Jesus wasn't here?
Wow, this is biblical emergency questions is a great new book idea. I don't know, man.
It'd be different, wouldn't
it? It'd just be different, yeah. I'm sure someone else would have been Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess that's, you know, it's the plot of Life of Brian, really, isn't it?
And Good Night, Sweetheart.
Yeah.
I'll ask you an emergency question that isn't about Jesus, hold on.
Okay.
What if it is about Jesus? What is the strangest thing you've ever found in your fridge? Is it Jesus?
It's Jesus. The baby Jesus, yeah. The strangest thing I've ever found in my fridge? Some pills.
No?
Yeah. I think my girlfriend's got some probiots in there or something. Oh. And are you supposed to keep those in the fridge?
Yep. What do probiotics do? I should maybe ask you. Do you have some in your fridge? Yeah. For your guts, they're putting bacteria in your guts because there's not enough bacteria in there already. They probably ferment. You're drinking this stuff, it could be anything. Yeah. Okay.
So there you go.
Learning a lot from the audience. Have you got what it takes to be a steeplejack?
You're going to have to remind me what a steeplejack is.
Now, a steeplejack, I do know that.
Okay, good.
Is someone who goes jacking up a steeple. It's like someone who climbs very tall structures. Generally, a steeple could be one of them. I'm sure that's where it came from. Steeple's an odd word, isn't it, when you take jack off the end. Or it could be up a chimp. Fred Dibner was a steeplejack. May still be a steeplejack. I'm guessing probably not. He's dead.
Yeah. He's unfortunately succumbed to type 5 diabetes.
He went up all sorts of chimneys and stuff.
What did he do up there?
Oh. There's a question. That's a longer answer than we can really give.
What
in the remaining time?
What a steeple.
Just check the steeple's all right.
Right.
Let's have a look at
it. Just check it's all right.
Check the steeple.
Yeah, I reckon I've got what it takes.
He probably blew them up. Did he blew up some steeples? Yeah, blew up.
Why did he go up there then?
Have a look at it then.
And then blow it up. It seems like a pointless job, really. I reckon I could climb up the tall thing.
Good head heights.
Fine with heights. Okay. Yeah, I quite like it actually.
Yeah.
If there was a harness.
Not sure there is a harness.
There's a harness.
Not in Fred Dibner's time.
No.
It's like John Noakes. You see John Noakes going up. I mean, this is probably before. I've been watching quite a lot of old Blue Peter clips on YouTube.
Mm.
This is before your time. Do you remember John
Noakes? Are you all right?
Yeah. A lot of the younger comedians ask me this.
Yeah.
I watched
everything going good.
Have you seen the Blue Peter clip? Well, I was watching the Blue Peter. They come up on Facebook sometimes, right?
Right.
Maybe it's just old people.
Yeah, I don't.
And there's one that was the.
I like you think Blue Peter clips come up on everyone's Facebook. They come up on Facebook. They're mad about them on Facebook. The Blue Peter clips.
There's one about them burying the time capsule in 1971. Who remembers this from Blue Peter? Yeah, they bury a time capsule. To be opened in the year 2000 at BBC TV Centre. So then I went to look for them opening the time capsule, because it's 2000 has passed.
Sure,
now.
Yeah.
So I thought, hey, let's go and see what that's like.
Children desperately asking for dinner in the background. Daddy, please feed us. Daddy's busy!
And they buried another one in 1984, Simon Groom and Janet Ellis. I don't know why I didn't know that.
They buried Simon Groom and Janet Ellis.
And they dig that one up first. Sodden. It's sodden.
Yeah.
It's full of just water. Everything's falling apart. It's just going. It was only 16 years. Fucking destroyed everything. They're in there just picking out these mouldy bits of Blue Peter annuals. And they're still televising it. I don't know why. And then they go, it's all right. We've got John Noakes, we've got Peter Purvis, we've got Valerie Singleton. They're all here.
Yeah.
They've gone searching for... They've had to move the thing across because they built it on top of it. They put it built. They buried it under a tree that dies. Because it was a silver birch that doesn't last that long.
Right.
They dug it up, they opened it. John Noakes looks inside, says, dry as a bone. Like he's really proud. And then they get stuff out. It's all sodden. It's just not full of water like the 1984 one, but
it's
water's got in everything.
So what the fuck is Noakes playing at, saying it's all dry?
He just saw it, there wasn't like a pool of water and he thought he'd made it.
He was like, yep, all fine, cut. We don't need to look at that.
Why didn't they waterproof the time capsules?
What they put
in the... Papier mâché. What a disappointment. It's only 29 years.
Have you ever buried a time capsule?
Good question. Good emergency question. When I worked at Cheddar Caves, I buried 2 10p's under some bits of soil, thinking someone might find them in the future.
Like a prank.
Yeah. Well, just note for the future generations. I used to work, I did some archaeology.
Yeah.
And it's quite good fun to, like, often people would chuck in when you're filling everything back in again, would throw a few things in to, like, some boots and stuff to fuck up future archaeology. Some modern day boots in Anglo-Saxon times.
Oh, yeah. Such wags, those archaeologists.
Done that sort of stuff. Got anything going on in your life?
Loads, thank you.
What's going on? You're getting married?
Get married next year.
That's nice.
Very excited.
Sure it's the right decision?
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, a lot of people say that before.
Yeah.
Nearly everyone thinks it's going to work out.
Yeah.
Why do it, you know?
Yeah, I'm going to ask again, Richard. Everything all right? You know something, you think the marriage is going to work out, and then a few years down the line, you're not going to bed. You're like, I'll be in a minute, darling, and you're just watching Blue Peter clips on Facebook all night. You know how it is. A marriage.
I'd just say don't have kids, that's what I'd say.
Okay.
Just stay married.
Yeah.
Then if you have kids, it'll be fine.
Yeah, there's no plans for kids in the
probably,
near future.
Sorry, because you're diabetic, you probably can't.
No, that's...
Who's that?
What do you imagine the problem is? The problem is, actually, I'm just too smooth down there. I slide right off.
It's gone the other way, hasn't it?
Yeah.
It's that Velcro hair used to keep you together.
That's why no one's having kids anymore. Just slipping off each other.
Ah, this is the drunkest I've felt all in 2019. I haven't had a drink.
You've not had a drink?
No, but I feel quite drunk.
I've noticed you. Yeah, you've been really banging on about that, haven't you?
I think I'm just extremely tired.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I've been tired doing these before, but, like, this, I've transgressed the normal. It's like a transcendental meditation. I've gone beyond tiredness.
Are you, like, to some, watching yourself?
Yeah, I feel like that.
How do you think you're doing?
Really badly. I'm glad Michael Sheen went on first. This one doesn't matter. Oh. If I just had a little sleep now...
Yeah.
She'd be okay with that.
Yeah, you go for it. Have a little sleep.
I don't think I'm too excited. It's good. So,
You can't write. You can't. Your interview technique is woeful. You can't look at someone and then just go...
What you got?
Bring it.
What you got? Tell me something good about yourself. I just thought the downstairs maintenance would last a lot longer.
It lasted a long time.
I'll ask you one of my new... Oh, this is a good question for you. I had John Ronson on, and he talked about on one of his brilliant podcasts about in the porn industry now, they make specific porn for people who can't get what they want on all the pornography in the world.
Right.
There's nothing for their particular kink.
Yeah.
If you could have some tailor-made porn made for you, what would it involve?
Probably, I've got some pretty specific stuff. Maybe like one where... It's like a live podcast, and they climax and then they finish. They don't just climax and then just sort of sit about going. That's what's happened now. This is like watching a porn video where it goes like arc of spunk, and then they sit around going, "Sue, what have you got going on in your life? Oh, you're getting married." I don't know why I had to say arc of spunk there. I do apologise.
It might not work out, but if you're a porn star, that is true.
Yeah.
Are you a porn star?
I'm not a porn star, as far as I'm aware. I'm sure I will get said, let's say I look like one at some point.
What is the worst thing a teacher ever said to you at school? I got a lot of Acaster from this question.
But he deserved it.
Did you have a bad experience at school with a teacher saying something bad to you that stuck with you down the years?
I had two teachers who hated me.
Yeah.
There was a geography teacher who called me a horrible little boy. So I didn't like him.
No.
And then I had a Latin teacher.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm posh. I had a Latin teacher.
I never guessed from the Stevenson middle name.
Who really hated me, but that I can see that as the first lesson I had with him. I couldn't stop laughing because he had loads of coins and stuff in his pockets. And he was stood right up against the desk, so it looked like he had tiny little nub legs. And he, and he was stood on the desk. But he didn't move away from the desk. He was just, like, move along the desk with his little nub legs, like, waddling up and down the desk. So I couldn't stop laughing. Yeah. But you can't explain that to someone if they ask... Why are you laughing? You can't say, because it looks like you've got little nub legs.
Yeah.
And so he hated me from then on, because he thought I was laughing at him, but I wasn't. I was laughing at his
accident. Then did he give you a hard time?
Yeah, really hard time. He said I was going to fail and stuff, and said told my mum I was going to fail Latin, but I got an A.
Wow. O-level or GCSE or A-level?
GCSE.
Yeah, nice.
GCSE Latin A, nice. And thank God, because I wouldn't be where I am today.
What's your favourite Latin phrase? You still remember?
All I remember is the guys from the books, like Grumio and Quintus and those guys. So Grumio est in cucina.
Yeah.
Of course. He's always the cook.
Grumio was there. Do you remember? Oige, oige, agricolae, hodi, non laborant.
I don't remember books. That, but that was probably the lesson where the little nub legs were happening.
It means hooray, hooray, the farmers aren't working today. I don't need to tell you, you got an A. I think I even got the tense right.
Well,
I had a great I did Latin,
but yeah.
It was, and we were just a normal school of normal kids.
Yeah, but you grew up in like Roman times, right?
That's it. What is your greatest weakness apart from diabetes?
You can't take diabetes out of the equation in that question. Yeah. That is my only edge.
If you're in a job interview for a proper job,
yeah,
and they said, "What's your greatest weakness?" Would you say diabetes? I have diabetes. It's quite a good play, I think.
I think I would, yeah, because then you could be like
diabetes, and if you don't give me the job, you are like Richard Herring, anti-diabetes.
Anti-diabetes, people. And I'll stab you with my syringe. Yeah. I'd just go with diabetes because that's my only edge as a comic. That's all I can talk about that no one else has got. I'm diabetic. I think that's my own.
There must be others.
I only did a few proper job interviews before. I had to do group interviews.
Yeah.
For like telesales jobs, essentially.
Oh, God, yeah.
And so you get in the suit and go and sit around the table with loads of people. And one of the guys was like, right, okay, first question. Tell us a song lyric that sums you up. What's your favourite song lyric and why does it sum you up? All I know is like heavy metal songs. So the only one I could come up with was a lyric from a band called Clutch. You've got a song called Subtle Hustle. And I said, I've got your number, I'll steal your thunder, I've got your mother's maiden name tattooed on my arm. And I thought, that'll get me the job. It didn't.
Get the job. That's why we're comedians, though, right? Because we can't get through that process.
I don't know. I don't like that thing of when comedians go, thank God I've got comedy, I couldn't do anything else. It's like, well, you would, otherwise you'd starve. Well, of course, you can do other stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're accepting you need food to stay alive now? You've changed your tune. I talked you round. Look, it's been lovely. Look, it's time to... That just flew by, didn't it?
I've had a lovely time.
I've had a great time. There wasn't any awkward... I did the awkward bit on purpose to see what happened.
Oh, you genuinely had a little mini-sleep at one point, I think.
So tired. I've been up at, like... Because now we're on holiday. I don't know if I mentioned it. Fuck, I'm on holiday. What am I doing this for? I'm fucking on holiday in Devon. What the fuck is wrong with me? This is the only time... We'd already got this one in, and this is the only time I could go with it. All the family.
Well, I've been, you know... I've been at Download Festival all weekend, so I'm tired as well,
so
mate.
So you're fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet you're high on some nose cocaines or something.
Nose cocaines,
ketamine.
Ketamine. I like that you were going for the whimsical not knowing the drugs, and then you were like, ketamine. That's one I genuinely know, ketamine.
Bet you had a bit of a time there. Listen to music.
Yeah.
All the youngsters.
And so, to be fair, Def Leppard headlined the Friday. There were no youngsters at that one. It was a series of bands.
Yeah.
Just singing. All look the same. They're all just old men, but with perfectly coiffured hair. All singing about how hard they're going to rock you. And they never get to the bit where they do it. Yeah. It's just a promise. I'm going to rock you all night. It's like, well, you better get a wriggle on. You're off in five.
Anyway, I can only imagine what it was like. Because the last thing I'd want to do is go to it and experience it.
So it was fun. It's a lot of fun. No, not into it.
I've never been into that. I've never been in. So I was up the other day at 8 o'clock dancing. My daughter wanted to dance in the morning, so we put some music on and danced at 8 o'clock in the morning. And I think, you know, some people would have stayed up till 8 o'clock to dance when they were young. Mm. I was always in bed by midnight.
Yeah, but
very important to me.
We stayed in a hotel and stuff. I can't do camping and not sleeping.
No. So I hate festivals and music and young people.
You hate music and young people and you've just told a story about how you were dancing with your 8-year-old daughter.
Yeah, that's all right. They're that young. Well, they've been waking up. I was up at 4:30 this morning.
What were you doing at 4:30?
My son was going, ah, daddy, daddy, daddy.
Is your son Johnny Rotten?
He does like butter. So, yeah, I'm a bit tired. But, you know, going back on holiday again tomorrow.
Yeah. Where are you staying on your holiday?
In their apartments. My mum and dad are there.
Great.
And my wife's mum and dad are there, and my wife's brother is there at the moment.
Yeah.
He's not staying the whole time. My sister's coming at the weekend. It's a lovely family occasion.
It's not a holiday, though, is it?
No. All I'm hoping is that something good will happen that I can turn into the third series of Relativity on Radio 4. I'm going to write 6 episodes of Relativity. I've got nothing. I've used a lot. So I'm hoping my dad will do something stupid.
A lot of pressure on your dad.
Yeah.
You can see if he's got a hairy dick. That might be.
might be problematic. Anyway, it's nearly 22:22.
The time when you finish it. There it is.
Yeah, 22:22. We've got a clock.
Yeah.
It's exciting, isn't it? Now, that last time.
You know, it's your job to end this.
It's been so much fun. If I end it, I have to go back to Devon. ladies and gentlemen, please give a massive round of applause. Ed Gamble! Thank you very much. Thanks so much for coming. See you next time. You have been listening to Rahala Stapa with me, Rich Chang, and my guest, Ed Gamble. Thank you to Pest for providing the music for this podcast. Thank you to King's Place for having us. It's been lovely. Thank you to my executive producer, Finnish Dan. Thank you to my producer, to whom I am indebted. It is Ben Walker. This is The Fuzz. GoFasterStripe.com and Sky Potato Production. Go to GoFasterStripe.com for all your DVD download and book needs.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Thanks for listening. RichardHerring.com/gigs. GoFasterStripe.com for all my books, downloads, all that sort of shizzle. Oh, yeah, I know all the cool words. And would love to see you on the Can I Have My Ball Back tour if you can make it. Bye.